Okay, today's daf is Yuma Dav Dalet, and we're going to talk about the Bris of Har Sinai. That's today's topic. The Bris of Har Sinai comes up here in the Rishonim. The Gemara here is still discussing the Machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What exactly is the makar for the concept of Prisha, that the Kohen Gadol has to separate for a week before Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Yochanan said from the Miluin, and Rish Lakish said from Har Sinai. So it says Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish on the top of Dalet and Aleph, Bishlam alididi d'alfina mi Miluim. I understand if you learn it from Miluim, Hainu d'tanya zevezem mazan alaf kal shiva mikol chato shayusham. We know that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and before working with the Paraduma, you have to be sprinkled on with the ashes of the previous Paradumas 7 days to make sure that he's tahar. The Havinami Hazah Miluim. You can learn from Miluim. Miluim had Hazah, and the Prisha has Hazah, and that's how you can learn from there. Elodidach the office Misinai. But if you learn from Har Sinai, the concept of Prisha, so Hazah B'Sinai Mihave. So we know we did Hazah during the days of Prisha, but how do you know that from the source? How do you know that from Har Sinai? There was no Hazah by Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You learned it from the Miluim. Is it better? By Miluim, there was a different type of Hazah anyway. Dam, Hachamayim. By Miluim, you had the Dam of the Karbanos. And here, we're talking about the water. With the water mixed in with the ashes of the Paraduma. The Gemara says, Halo Kasha. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, that doesn't bother us, because it's still Hazah. Nichnusu Mayim Tachas Dam. At that time, they didn't have the ashes of the Paraduma yet mixed with the Mayim Chayim. So, Dam was there. But afterwards, Mayim took over. El didach Hazah b'sina mihave. But according to you, Hazah, Har Sinai had no Hazah at all. So Amar Leh, he answers, you're right, it wasn't needed. It's just Ma'ala ba'alma. Rashi, Ma'ala ba'alma b'para kid amran ubiyom kippurim l'chavid knisas machane shchina. Good. Says Tosvos, Hazah b'sinai mihave. Right, the Gemara says, there wasn't any Hazah Har Sinai. Ask Tosfos, there was Hazah Har Sinai. Look in the Psukim, look at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. The Psukim say, Vayikach Moshe es Adam, Vayizrok al Ha'am. There was Hazah. Hazah is a Zrika. There was Hazah on the Am. So what is the Gemara talking about, that there was no Hazah at the time of Har Sinai? So Tosfos gives two answers. V'yesh Lomar, first answer, Osa Zrika. That Zrika that took place at Har Sinai, Lo Haisa Bishvil Tara, that wasn't a purification Hazah, which is what we do during the Yemei Prisha. Shahari Lo Al Moshe Levado Nizra, because after all, it wasn't sprinkled on Moshe himself, Ela Al Kol Ha'am. It was on all the Am. Right? If you look there in Maimon Har Sinai Take 2, we know in Parachav Dalid, what happens? Vayikach Moshe Es Hadam, Vayizrok Al Ha'am. Right? It's on the Am. So if Moshe was the one that needed the Tara in order to go up to Har Sinai, it would have only been on Moshe, but it's all on the Am. So therefore, it must be that it was a different type of Hazah, not because of Tara. Ella, Tosva says, Dam HaBris Have. It was Dam HaBris. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Hine Dam HaBris Asher Karas Reimachem. It was a different type of Hazah. It was a covenantal Hazah, not a purification Hazah. What exactly does that mean? We'll have to talk about it, but it's a different type, different category, and that's why the Gemara can ask, Hazah B'sinai Mi'ika, that means, was there Hazah of Tara by Har Sinai? And then Tosfos says, maybe another pshat, there was Hazah, but only once. Inami Achi Gamar Hazah Kol Shiva B'Sinai Mihave. By Miluim there was a Zriko all 7 days, but by Har Sinai there was only Hazah once. So maybe that's what the Gemara is bothered by. Hazah Kol Shiva B'Sinai Mihave, and therefore that is the rejection of the Gemara. So Tosfos here tells us that there is a concept of a Zrika of Hazah of a Bris. What does that mean? Before we get to explaining Tosfos, the Maariv Chayis here points out that if you look on Unkelis on the Pasuk by the end of Mishpatim, there's no even question. Because the Pasuk says, that Tosfos brought, that the Hazah took place on Vayika Moshe as Adam Vayizrok al Ha'am. The Pasuk says, the Unkelis says, Unasiv Moshe Yazdema Uzrak al Madbacha Lechapara al Amma. The Zrika was on the Mizbeach, to be Mechaper on the Am. The Zrika wasn't on the Am itself. So then you have no Shaila at all. There was no Hazah at Har Sinai. There was no Hazah. It wasn't a Hazah of Bris versus Hazah Atara. It wasn't a Hazah of only 1 day versus 7 days. It was no Hazah. It was Hazah on the Mizbeach, and therefore that would be an answer. But the Maharal Chai has noticed that there's Sarach Ian. He thinks this idea is problematic because the rule is that whenever you have a Tevilah, you have a Hazah. And Bnei Yisrael went into the mikvah, were Tovlim during that time, and therefore they needed a Hazah. He says, "Rak damabris kashal homer. Ech yifarnas ushita sashas davoseno tavlu. Dechseva yizrok alaam bein hazaa beli tefila. Reino didas chazal dazaa mamish haisav lo damabris v'tzarach yin gadol." Okay, so the Maharal Chai discusses that. But b'chol ofan, what does Tosfos mean by hazaa shel bris? So, what does a bris mean? What does a bris mean? A bris is a covenant that requires two sides. That's the first. That's the definition of a bris. Right, we have this by two other britot, if we would think about. Right, we have this by bris ben habasarim. The first bris ben habasarim that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu. That's called the bris. If you look at the Sefer Ikarim, beautiful piece in the fourth to last chapter in the whole Sefer, fifth to last chapter or so, Perek Mem Hei, Maimer Revi, Perek Mem Hei, says the bris, Sefer Ikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, bris ye amar. Al ezekiyum o shvua v'davar kaya manasa ben shnei karse bris lekesher ha'ahava ben shneihem. A bris is a covenant made to solidify the love between two parties. V'yasu lahem eza os sheyekiyumo morea labris. And there will be a sign done to solidify. Kamo ha'ed ha'meyed ala davar. Omar Lavan Liyakov, Ata Lacha Nichrasa Bris, Aniva Ata, Lavan says Yaakov, let's make a bris. Vayala Eid Ben Yuvenecha. Basa Galavanim, they made a gal. Hagala Zeb Ad Eid Ben Yuvencha Yom. Vechena Keshes, he os Kaya Moral Kima Bris Shakarat Hashem im Noach Ubanav. The rainbow was a bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Noach. So what happens by a bris? V'derach krisas a bris l'fimah shenimsa b'ksuvim hu. If you look in the ksuvim, a bris is she'echotchin b'alchai l'shtayim. They used to cut an animal into two. V'hayu kursi a bris over in bein b'sarav. And the two people went and walked between the two halves. Like in your miyo paraglam adalat ha'egla shakosu l'shtayim v'yavru bein b'sarav. And we find Hashem, akash shakaras Hashem im Avram bris, amarlo, chal yegle mishuleshes, vezim mishuleshes, vayim shulach, v'yikachalos kol eile v'chulu, v'yitin ish bistrola kras re'eu. And then Avram Avinu walked through, and the fire of Hashem walked through. And that's the message. What's the message of taking an animal, cutting it in half? V'hatam l'pol hazeh b'kris hazeh bris hu, shekris hazeh bris hu kesher kayam b'shnei anashim karsi hazeh bris. We know kris hazeh bris is a solidification of the connection between two parties, k'dei likshur l'davei ko'ava b'neihem, to strengthen the love between them, ash yushneihem k'ilu heim gof echad. Until we recognize that both sides are really one unit. V'yishmar kol echad mehem es chaveiro kashmiraso et atzmo. And each one will guard the other one like they'll guard themselves. It's a binding. A bris binds the two parties into one unit. So that's why the best way to do this, to reflect this, is to walk between two halves. Ki kamo sheshnei abasarim haheim hayuguf echad bibal chai hahu biyoso chai. Just like these two halves were one unit of an animal when it was alive. Vayakol chelik mehem margish bitzar chaveiro. And each half would feel the pain of its other side. Ad shekasher haya magia choli o nezek b'chelik ha'echad. When one part would be sick or hurt, hayachaveiro margish b'cholio nezekahu, the other part would also feel it. V'lo hifrid bein shnei elu achalakim rakam aves. And only death separates between the two parts of an animal. Kein shnei anashim, karsi abris, so too people. People, you could guf echad b'yosam b'chayim. V'lo yafir b'neam rakam aves. Only death would separate. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Avram Avinu, amazingly, right? He Ki'ilu made a bris with him that he will be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Avram Avinu forever. So that is bris ben habasarim. So you see, it's two parties. It's an agreement between two parties. Where else do we have this? Bris Mila. Bris Mila is a bris between two parties, right? A question that many of the Mefarshim ask is, in the Achronim, why is it that Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs before he was commanded? Ashlo Nitna, right, the last daf in last Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, tells us he did all the mitzvahs, and the Gemara says, and Yuma, even the mitzvahs Derabbanan, Erev Tavshilin, but we see he didn't do Bris Milah until he was commanded. And the question is, why not? Right, why didn't he do Bris Milah even before he was commanded? So there are many answers given to the question. The Mizrahi suggests that the Gemara tells us in a few places, Kiddush Laman Aleph, Gadol HaMitzvah V'Yoseh, Yotzer Mimishen HaMitzvah V'Yoseh, is greater to do a mitzvah when one is commanded. So Avram Avinu knew this Yisod, for whatever reason, but if Bris Milah is only a mitzvah you get to do once. So he wanted to do it in a state of mitzuveh v'yose. If he would do it once, then he would get the credit, but he wouldn't have the chance to do it, but mitzuveh v'yose, and therefore he waited. Number one. Problems with that answer, but number one. Number two, the Marsha says that maybe Avravinu, Yuval Mustaf Kuf, wasn't Mekayim called Torah Kula Anshelo Nitna until he had Bris Milah. After Bris Milah, so then now he's connected, right? Others say that maybe beforehand he was a non-Jew, a goyis pasul to bimal. So once he had the tzivoy, so then he was already taken out of the category of ben Noach, at least for Mila, and therefore he was able to do it. Others, the Briska Rav says, a number of achronim connect to this Briska Rav, and that is maybe, if he didn't have the mitzvah, then it wouldn't have been a mila. It would have been stam chavala, stam wounding. Because mila requires a shame arel. If there's no shame arel, then there's no mitzvah of bris mila. Mila, by definition, is to remove the shame arel. The shame arel only came to Avram once he was mitzuveh in the mila. If he was not mitzuveh in the mila, so then there's no shame arel. Memela, there's no mitzvah. Lamada Radoma, we don't pass in this way, but the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. It's quoted in various Tosfasim and quoted in the Rishonim in Yavama's Daf Ayin, beginning of Perek Ha'arel. What's the definition of an Arel? An Arel Keni Karan Pesach, an Arel Keni Truma. So most Rishonim say, Rashi says all over, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. His brothers died from Mila. They had hemophilia, so the third brother is not allowed to have Bris Mila done. It's a Sakana. So that's an Arel. So it's not his fault, but he can't eat Truma and he can't eat Karan Pesach and he can't. What can he do? He can't do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Tam argues and says, no. If it's ones, mesu echabach mazmila, memele, he's not an RL. Because RL is only if he has a chiyuv, which he's not doing. Maybe he's scared. But if he cannot do it because he's an ones, mitzat halacha, that's not an RL. RL means he should be doing it. So what does that reflect? The shame RL is totally on the chi of Mila in Halacha. If there's no chi of Mila, then there's no shame Arel. So here too, the Briska Rav says, until he had a mitzvah of Mila, there was no shame Arel, therefore there wasn't a bris. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says. If you look closely in the Pesukim, after Avram Avinu was commanded to do bris Mila, it says that he fell on his face. Me morad, me pachad ashchina, Rashi says. So what do you mean? He talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu numerous times before this. Why all of a sudden does he fall? Because now he has the tzivui, and now he's an RL. And that's what he couldn't see in the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Sri De'esh says, to answer this question, a final answer, Mila requires two sides. Why? Because it's a bris. Every covenant requires two sides. And if he would have just volunteered it, that would have only been him, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he didn't do Bris Mila. So again, Bris Bein HaBasarim, Bris Mila, that is all a covenant. So that's the definition of Bris. Now back to our Tosfos. Tosfos says this Hazaa that took place by Har Sinai was a Hazaa of Bris, not Hazaa of Tahara. What exactly does that mean? There was a covenant. There was a agreement made by Har Sinai, right? There was a bris, a number of brito. There was bris ben Abasarim. That's when it all started. There was bris Sinai. There was bris Arvas Moav. Rav Soloveitchik writes about these different stages of britot in a number of his writings. But what was the nature of the bris of Har Sinai? So, we discussed this in another context, but if you look, we know that there are two sections, two parshios of Kabbalah HaTorah. Yisro was the famous one. Kabbalah HaTorah, we have Aseres HaDibros. But there, if we remember, it says Naaseh. Doesn't say Nasa Venishma till the end of Mishpatim. Mishpatim has a very different description of Maimon Har Sinai. We don't have the pomp and the circumstance. We don't have Nasa. We don't have the thunder and the lightning. Right? What exactly is the relationship between the two? Is it just a repeat of the event just said over in different ways? Maybe there's a big difference between them. And it's reflected in the two functions of a Sefer Torah itself. Let's do that, and then we'll see. Sefer Torah itself. Sefer Torah is, first and foremost, a Sefer HaMitzvos. It tells us what to do. The Gemara Maseches Makos, at the end, tells us, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah is Gematria 6-7. Torah we heard from Moshe. Two more we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And that's Tariag Mitzvos. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. The Har Sinai and the Torah is a book of laws, a book of mitzvos that we are supposed to follow. The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin on Daf Kuf emphatically mentions this, that Har Sinai is the source of our halachic mesorah. Even though there were mitzvos that were done beforehand, Avram Avinu did Bris Mila, and Noach, you know, the brothers maybe didn't eat Gid Hanasha, And there are many other mitzvahs that were done before Har Sinai, but the reason that we have to do mitzvahs is because of Har Sinai, right? Without getting into the machlokas, if you do the chachamim there on Daf Kuf, which the Rambam is commenting on, but the let me just find the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'sim limcha la'ikar agadol, hanechla b'mishnah azos. V'u mash'amar misinai ne'asar, shekol mash'anu marchikim o'osim hayom. Everything we do or don't do today, ain anu osim ela b'mitzvah zakadosh baruch hu adei Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Hashalom. Everything is based on Moshe. Lo shakadosh baruch hu omer zeh l'neviim shelefanav. Not because earlier. There's the difference between the history of a mitzvah and the reason we have to do mitzvos. The history of a mitzvah is fine. Bris milah was Avram Avinu and tefillah the Avos, and there are many. But why do we have to do mitzvos? Because of Har Sinai. That's why we do Bris Milah. That's why we do Eiver Ben Achai. That's why we do all the mitzvos. That's the Rambam. So, and that's what happened at Har Sinai, because we were given the Sefer HaBris. We were given the Torah as a Sefer HaMitzvos. But the Sefer Torah functions on another level as well. If you look in the Psukim, in Perach Avdalat of Mishpatim, what does it say? V'nigash Moshe levado al Hashem v'him lo yigashu v'ha'am lo ya'alu imo. Moshe went up by himself. V'yova Moshe v'yisaper la'am es kol divrei Hashem v'es kol ha'mishpatim. V'yan kol ha'am kol echad v'yomru kol ha'dvar v'shadibur Hashem na'aseh. In Mishpatim. Vayichtov Moshe as Kol Devar Hashem Vayashkim Habokar V'Yivim Mizbeach Tachas Ahar. He built a Mizbeach. Vayishlach Es Na'arei B'nei Yisrael Vayalu Olos V'Yizbuchuz Vachem Ushlamim. Vayikar Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayaseh Ba'aganos. He takes half the dam, he puts it in the Aganos. Vachazi Adam Zarchal Mizbeach. Vayikach Sefer HaBris. All of a sudden we have a new phrase. A Sefer HaBris. What's Sefer HaBris? Rashi. Mibreishes Van Matan Torah. U'mitzvah Shenasavu B'mara. It was the Torah. But here it's called Sefer HaBris. Vayukar Bozne Yam. And to that, Vayomer Kol Shadibur Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. A Sefer Torah functions in two ways. It's a book of laws, but it's also a book that symbolizes the agreement and the connection, the eternal connection that we have. A Sefer HaBris. It's a covenant. Through the experience of Maamad Har Sinai, Hashem created a marriage. Above and beyond the specific commitments, it's about the relationship. It's about becoming Avdei Hashem. We know the laws of Geirus are learned out from Har Sinai. The Rambam discusses at length in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel. B'shlosha dvarim nichnusu Yisrael lebris, b'mila, v'tfila, v'karban. In three ways, b'nei Yisrael were nichnas lebris. What is bris mean? Bris means the covenant with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This isn't about bris mila. Bris mila is one of the ways we went into bris. What does that mean? It means the bris is a larger category. Mila, tfila, karban. Mila haisa b'mitzrayim, k'shenemar v'chal ara lo yochal bo. Malos ha-Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, and Aral can't take part in the current Pesach, so Moshe did brila to all of them. Shekulam bitlu bris mila b'mitzrayim, chutz v'sheva levi, v'alzeh nomar bris chayin soru. V'tfila haisa b'midbar, kodem matan Torah, k'shenemar v'kidashtem hayom u'machar, v'chibsusim lo sam, v'karban, k'shenemar, v'yishlach az nari b'nei Yisro v'yalu aloz ha'yedei kol Yisrael hikrivim, as we just read at the end of Mishpatim. V'chein l'doros, k'sheyirtze ha'goy l'ikanis l'bris, u'lisov itachas kan v'yashchina. When a guy wants to become a Jew, the Kabbalah of Old Torah, Tzarech Mila, Tfilah Vartzos Karban, he needs all of those aspects to come into the bris, to come into the covenant. So laws of Geirus are learned out because this isn't just a list of Chiyuvim, it's the relationship. It's the relationship that was created at the Har Sinai. That's even, the Rashbam writes, Rabbi Sachs points this out in his Agada, Chazon Yamin, the Rashbam on the Agada, Pshat and Dayenu, Ilu Karban Lefnei Har Sinai, V'lonos Lonos HaTorah, right? If we wouldn't have had the Aseret HaDibros experience, but we would have just received the mitzvahs from Moshe, Dayenu, maybe Rabbi Sachs says, maybe he's referring to two elements. There's a Hodah, not just for the laws, but for the life, for the Sefer HaBris, that we receive directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is similar to the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi we mentioned in many other contexts, that how did Naaseh V'Nishma work exactly? The Rambam paskens that you can't be mechayev yourself to a davar she'eino katzuv. If I say I am chayev to you everything, anything you want, you're not chayev anything. If I say I'm chayev to you $100 million, then you're chayev $100 million. So Hodas Baal didn't give me Edom Dami. But you can't be mechayev yourself to a davar she'eino katzuv. So how did Naaseh V'Nishma work as the Beis HaLevi? Says the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Yisro, you can't accept something that's not finite. But one can say, I want to be your Eved. You could accept to be an Eved. You could create a relationship and create a context. Step one, be an Eved. Step two, once I'm an Eved, then I have to do everything that you ask me to do. But you could create that Avdus, that relationship. That's what Har Sinai was, says the Beis HaLevi. That's the Bris. That's the Sefer HaBris. That's the covenant that was made through Har Sinai. And that is Yisro and Mishpatim. Yisro is all about mitzvos. And that's what he says, Naaseh, we're going to do. The covenant is Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma. Yisro is a list of obligations. Naaseh Mishpatim is Naaseh V'Nishma. Maybe that also answers Tosfos' kasha in Shabbos Peches. Why did we need Kavalei Marka Gigas if we already said Naaseh V'Nishma? Maybe a bris needs to be Baratzon. It was a pact. It was accepted. Naaseh V'Nishma. But once it's true, once we accepted the bris, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could force us, in doing all the mitzvahs. Maybe that's possibly the two brachos that we say. Asher Bachar Banu V'Nasan Lanu Es Torasso. Right, that's mitzvos. V'Chayi Olam Nata Pesochenu. Maybe that's... Maybe that's a bris. One final point, the Mabit in Beis Elokim, based on the Gemara, says that when we heard Hashem's voice, we all died. Hashem had to do Tchias HaMeisim to bring us back alive. So the Mabit writes in Shara Yisodos, in Perek Yud Beis, that when we first heard the Torah, Hashem, we know the Torah didn't say what it says as we had it. The Torah was written in a different way. It spelled out Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we first heard the Torah suggest the Mabit, we heard it in that pure original way. That's why we couldn't handle it and we died. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring us back. The question is, what do we need that for? What do we have to hear the whole essence of the Torah in a way that we couldn't even understand it? Maybe that was the Krisas Bris element. It was everything together, but it wasn't specific details, right? It was just everything. That's the Bris element. So at Har Sinai was a double element. We accepted mitzvahs and we accepted to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what a Bris is. That's Tosfos here. It wasn't a Zrika of Tara, it was a Zrika of a Bris. Just like a Sefer Torah has a double meaning, the experience itself had a double meaning. We have to recognize that every day of our lives. Okay, we'll stop here.